ప్రేమస్వరూపులారా.
ఎంబాడిమెంట్స్ ఆఫ్ లవ్.
శాంతి నీ లోపల ఉన్నది కానీ బయట లేదు.
పీస్ ఇస్ విత్ ఇన్, నాట్ అవుట్ సైడ్.
అవుట్ సైడ్ నో పీస్, ఓన్లీ పీసెస్.
Dear listeners, Sai Ram from Prashanti Nilayam, the most happening place on the planet. As I always say, I'm Team Ready Sai's Bishu. Today is June 28, 2018, and we are just 4 weeks away from the mega celebration of Guru Purnima 2018. This year, Guru Purnima arrives on July 27, and it is going to be a mega occasion because there is a huge international conference planned for this celebration, a conference very much in tune with times, very much in tune with the need of the hour, very much in tune with what Bhagwan has mentioned time and again. It is the first ever Go Green conference in Prashanti Nilayam held by the International Sai organization. It's being led by them and it'll be joined by members of the Satya Sai organization in India too, from various states. And this is going to happen on July 25th, 26th, 2018. In fact, there's a very beautiful video teaser of this event on satyasai.org, the website of the International Sai organization. Let me give you an audio preview of this teaser.
Spend your time in the contemplation of the beauties of nature that are spread out before you in earth and sky. Green expanses of the crops you have raised, cool breezes that waft contentment and joy, the panorama of colored clouds, the music of birds. The Go Green Conference will help us understand the inherent relationship between God, nature, and man, based on the teachings of Satya Sai Baba. In line with this, the two-day conference will include interactive workshops, networking with subject matter specialists, exciting talks by guest speakers, and a music offering. The Go Green Conference will take place in Prashanti Nilayam from the 25th to 26th of July 2018.
So that is what the Go Green Conference is about. The aim of this huge two-day event is to bring the entire Sai community together. Together to build on the spiritual foundation of our connect with nature. Bhagwan always used to mention in his discourses about the cosmic connection between Vyasti, Samasti, Shristi and Paramesti, man, society, nature and God, the cosmic connectedness. So the Go Green Conference is going to amplify this connection. It is going to help everyone to dwell on this, to see how we can bring this into our real practical life. So there will of course be very uplifting talks, very informative and enlightening workshops. You know, such events also provide you very beautiful opportunities to network with people who are doing similar things. So you learn from others' best practices and you share your little learnings gladly. And they're also going to be very subject matter experts. So there are going to be many people who have dedicated their lives to this cause of protecting our planet. So you have the opportunity to talk to them, interact with them. So it's going to be really a very, very enlightening session and something very beautiful, as I mentioned, something which is so relevant for the times. And everything will happen, of course, with Bhagwan's principal teachings being the undercurrent of the whole conference. In fact, there's a very beautiful discourse that Bhagwan gave on November 20th, 1985, during the 60th birthday celebrations. And Swami says, it is impossible to find anything on earth that does not at every moment bring home to you the truth that the divine reality permeates everything, from the minutest to minutest of the small to the vastest of the stupendously immense creation. What you see is the manifestation of God. This is what you feel, this is what you perceive. The greatest mountains, they proclaim to you the majesty of God. The green trees and plants, they bring to you joy. The flowers offer you fragrant blossoms. The fruits give you thirst-quenching nectar. Swami says, all these, they proclaim only God's compassion, only God's love, God's mercy. The sun, the moon reflect the wisdom of God. In this way, nature all around you speaks to you only of the diversity of God, how God has so beautifully, diversely made himself available to you in various forms. In fact, reverence for nature has been a key tenet of Bhagwan's teachings, and in fact that is a pillar of Indian culture and spirituality too. If you look at Sanatana Dharma, nature is always considered as mother, a mother much more caring, loving, selfless and protecting than perhaps our own physical mother. You know, this mother, nature, she does it silently, selflessly, incessantly. And Swami also in another discourse says how unfortunately, you know, this idea of reverence for nature, you know, is not steeped in mankind's consciousness today. We don't revere nature the way we revere our mother, our father or our God. And that is actually at the root of all the environmental and health issues that we see around us today. We don't exploit our mother, but we go and exploit earth. We don't litter our mother's room with dirt, but we do that all the time. We litter the world with plastic and everything. And Swami says, this is what is very disturbing. This is in fact frightening. In fact, in a discourse on January 21st, 1993, Swami talked about the ozone layer depletion. This is like 25 years ago, even before the world was really talking about it that seriously. Swami said, today man is not making efforts to cultivate the feeling of oneness among humanity. And to quote an example, Swami said, you have the ozone layer in the atmosphere which protects the people on earth from evil effects of solar radiation. Because of the advance of technology, several factories have sprung up causing emission of harmful gases in the atmosphere, as a result of which the ozone layer has become thinner. If this goes on unchecked, it may have disastrous consequences, Swami warned. And he went on to say, scientists are trying to stop the breakup of the ozone layer, but they are unable to find a remedy. One cause for this situation is that more carbon dioxide is let into the atmosphere, which normally is absorbed by plants and trees, which can assimilate the gas and supply oxygen by the natural process of photosynthesis. But because there is deforestation to an alarming extent, the extent of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere has considerably increased. Therefore, the remedy for the situation is intensive afforestation, growing more trees everywhere and protecting the existing trees without destroying them for other purposes. So this is what Bhagwan mentioned in the discourse on January 21st, 1993. Swami is giving us a practical solution here of growing more trees, protecting trees. There are other discourses where Bhagwan says that, you know, first thing that you have to do is you have to clean your mind. And of course, so air pollution, water pollution, air exploitation, everything can be checked. Once mind pollution is checked, that is definitely there. But a practical step Swami is telling here is that you have to grow more trees. You have to protect the existing trees without destroying them. And I'm really happy to share with you, dear listeners, that when it comes to green initiatives, the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust has always taken these steps with great interest. One beautiful endeavor that Bhagwan Super Speciality Hospital in Whitefield in Bengaluru accomplished is to undertake perhaps the largest ever tree transplantation exercise in the history of the city of Bengaluru. Namma Metro, you know, that is the Bangalore Metro Rail project, wanted to pull down 115 trees in Whitefield for the construction of a new metro line. But thanks to a group of inspired citizens and the alumni of Bhagwan's University working in the super speciality hospital in Whitefield, as well as many of them working in the city of Bangalore, coming forward to undertake this massive task of transplanting these trees. And the most remarkable thing is they did it with 100% success. Every tree survived. And this is unprecedented, fantastic work done by Bhagwan's students working in the hospital along with a few like-minded people in the city of Bangalore. So how did they do it? Can this be replicated? Well, this is what I really want to share with you today, you know, in this episode of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside, as a precursor to the Green Conference. And I thought, you know, when the whole world is talking about it, the world should know about some of the very beautiful initiatives that have been undertaken by the Sri Sathya Central Trust. So the whole story goes back to August 2017, the construction of the new metro line connecting Baipanahalli to ITPL, which is the International IT's Information Technology Park, which is in the Whitefield area in Bangalore. So that was, that construction of that had started. And what happened was, a software architect working next to the hospital, in a company next to the hospital, working in IBM. So this person, he looked out of his office window one day and he saw that trees are being felled by the BMRCL, which is the Bangalore Metro Rail Corporation Limited, to make way for the metro line. And this person, Mr. Ram Kanala, he was very concerned. You know, he is someone, again, very passionate about Bangalore, someone who loved Bangalore as a garden city. And now he is seeing that let alone gardens, even street side trees are now not spared. You know, okay, metro is good, but you know, can we some way preserve these trees which have taken, you know, 20, 30, 40 years to become what they have become, and providing much needed shade, much needed oxygen, much needed beauty. How can we save them? So, you know, he thought, can we not transplant them? That idea came to him. So he decided to approach the Brihat Bangalore Mahanigar Palike, you know, the BBMP as it is called, the local government body which manages Bangalore city. So he went to them to see in any way this green cover can be protected. But, you know, the BBMP officials, they outrightly rejected this idea, saying they know these are very big trees and, you know, even if you transplant them, they will not survive such an operation. But Ram Kanala, he was not convinced. You know, he somehow wanted to see what can be done. He didn't want no for an answer. So what he did was he went to the scientist in the Indian Institute of Science in Bangalore because he wanted expert opinion on this. So he spoke to the scientist there. So the scientist heard him out and they said, okay, you know, you give us more data, get us data on the size, the type and the species of trees. So Ram went back and, you know, he gave them all this data. So it was many trips to the site, this construction site, and to the Indian Institute of Science, having deliberations with this scientist, giving them the relevant information, having detailed discussions with them about exploring the feasibility of the tree transplantation idea. And finally, after analyzing all the data, the scientists concluded that it was definitely possible. And in fact, they said it is worth a try. You should try to do it. But the catch was, you can't do it on your own. You have to get an experienced tree doctor. You need to get a tree specialist, someone who understands these things, because when you're transplanting such big trees, there are a lot of precautions to be taken. Otherwise, you know, this entire effort will just go waste if the tree does not survive. It's like, you know, an organ transplantation. Here we are transplanting an entire being and a huge being. So you need someone who knows this well, who knows, you know, who has tree IQ. And that is when Ram connected with Vijay Nishant, a very sought after urban conservationist. You know, he's also popularly known as tree doctor in Bangalore. And this person, Vijay, he for 10 years, he has been striving to rescue and rehabilitate trees and protect urban wildlife. And in fact, recognizing his contribution, the government of Karnataka awarded him with Asamanya Kannadiga Award, you know, which means extraordinary citizen of the state, of the Kannada state. And this was given by the government of Karnataka to him in 2017. And Vijay also in 2010 had in fact launched Vriksha.com. You know, it's the first of its kind biodiversity portal to provide a detailed tree census of urban areas. You know, first we should know what we have where before we can analyze, you know, how to protect them and how to translocate them if it needed. So he is doing this tree census of not only Bangalore but of all urban areas. I mean, that is his whole dream. So it involves mapping of trees by street location and by species. So this is something that he's given his life to. So for Vijay, you know, who's so passionate about trees, cutting a tree is like cutting his heart. So when Ram Kanala went to him and told him, you know, that we have to save these 115 trees which are being cut by BBMP for the metro line, you know, Vijay was completely with him. He said, no, let's do something. You know, we cannot allow this to happen. And Vijay had experience transplanting trees. He had done that for in different areas of Bangalore, like Sarjapura and Kanakpura. And he says that, you know, though I had done this in different areas of Bangalore, but what we were able to accomplish in Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital, in Bhagwan's hospital, was something exceptionally phenomenal. And why was it phenomenal? I'll tell you. That is because what Vijay experienced in this hospital is something that he had not experienced anywhere before. So to continue the story, what happened was, now Vijay and Ram, they became a team and they now decided to go all out to execute the idea. Ram was emboldened now because he sort of got the support of the tree specialist Vijay. So now they went back to BBMP and they said, you know what, I have got a tree specialist and I have got the scientist recommendation from IISc, very respected institution. They have said that tree transplantation is possible. Now you please give me permission. I just want your permission. And so now the BBMP officials had no other goal. They gave him permission. So now this team of Ram, Vijay, they thought, okay, how do we go about now doing this? The first thing was now to find space. Where do you transplant these trees to? And that was not going to be an easy task because, you know, these are fully grown trees. And, you know, they have big roots. The roots spread about 10 feet underground in all directions. And generally, you know, the roots really spread a lot diameter wise, and some will have a lot of depth. So, you know, so to lift these trees and transplant them, it's a Herculean task, not an easy operation at all. But the main thing now was, where do you transplant them to? You know, you have to find a shelter, you find a new home for this 115 green soldiers, sturdy green soldiers who have protected the city and filled the city with oxygen for so many years. But where do you find a new home for them? So Ram approached several top software firms in that area. That area is called the EPIP area, Export Promotion Industrial Park area, which has this many software companies in this Whitefield region in Bangalore. And all these companies are going to benefit from the new metro line because, you know, commuting is going to become very easy for all the software professionals coming to work here, which is like, you know, the Silicon Valley of the city, Silicon area of the city, whatever. And Ram went to all these software firms and asked, you know, if they can spare some land where these trees could be transplanted to, because Bangalore real estate is really expensive. But no one, you know, everyone said it's a great idea, go ahead, do it, you know, but no one came forward to offer any land. They said, everybody said, you know, we have space constraints. We ourselves are looking for land. We have expansion. We have this. We need parking space and all that. So nobody came forward to give land. And now Ram, you know, such a beautiful idea. They got the permission, but they're not able to get a space where they can move these trees to. And that is when, you know, Ram was very frustrated. He didn't know what to, where to go. And he didn't want to give up. You know, Vijay was also with him. Vijay also didn't want to give up. And now he was thinking what to do, what to do. And it was at this point, you know, one day when he was going to his office, that is when his eyes fell on the beautiful lawns of Sri Satya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences, Bengaluru. He had heard about Bhagwan's hospital. You know, his company was just a few meters away. You know, he had seen the hospital from far. He had heard about the hospital, but never really ventured to come into the hospital, never really inquired anything more about the hospital. He had heard that, you know, yeah, some free treatment is done and poor people come and all that, but, you know, never showed any really interest to find out more. But that day, for some reason, you know, he thought when he had, you know, all the companies had closed their doors on him, and he saw this green expanse, because you have such beautiful lawns in front of the super speciality hospital there, you know, and so something really clicked, and he said, you know, let me try approaching this hospital. In fact, any of you who have visited the Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital, you know, those lawns are so fantastic there. In fact, I remember doing a patient story sometime back. This patient from Pakistan, Sahil, he had come, and, you know, a little boy, and they had to travel for, you know, 6 days before they reached Bangalore, because they were coming from a remote area in Pakistan, so they had to change buses and trains, and it was a very Herculean, very, very difficult journey from them. And by the time they came, and this 7-year-old boy, Sahil, he was tired, he was hungry, dusty, smelly, everything, you know, one can be after a 6-day journey. He was very exhausted, and already he had a weak heart. But the moment he stepped into the hospital and he saw those lawns, he just shouted, "Garden, garden, garden." You know, he was exhilarated seeing the garden, and he just wanted to go and run and play in those garden. It was a little child who was so excited seeing that much of greenery. Perhaps he came from a very, very arid area of Pakistan. So that was such a welcoming thing for Sahil. And in fact, his uncle said that, you know, I don't know, maybe he's never seen a hospital with, you know, this kind of amazing lawns and such beautiful architecture, you know. So that is the feeling that this hospital gives to patients. In fact, you know, the patient's well-being starts right from the time they step into its ambience, step inside the gates of the hospital. So, you know, when Ram saw this lawns, you know, a green idea, you know, his mind became green again. It was dry. And he thought, you know, let me try doing this in this hospital. So as a last ditch effort, he didn't have much hope, but, you know, there's no other thing. And this one seemed, you know, he felt so good looking at the hospital. So he immediately emailed the director of the hospital with his plea, and, you know, saying that, you know, we want to transplant these trees, and, you know, Can you support us? Can you give some space? And he says, in no time, immediately he received a response from the hospital offering full cooperation. And he was simply thrilled, stunned, you know, till now everyone had told him no. And here was a hospital which came forward and, you know, immediately saying, yes, we are with you. We will do this project. And, you know, the Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital, you know, it is nestled among, as I told you, big tech companies in Whitefield. And even though, you know, the tech companies were concerned, but they could not provide the space. But the Bangalore hospital has always been a fertile green lung space for Whitefield. And the hospital also welcomed the metro, you know, because the hospital has a lot of poor patients who come from different parts of the country, especially from the states of, you know, Bihar, West Bengal, Orissa, and all these poor people who come, they find it very difficult to reach the Bangalore hospital from the city railway station. It takes them 2.5 hours. We know how gruesome Bangalore traffic is, you know, So they find it very difficult. So once the metro comes, you know, it will really help the patients. It will make this travel time to just 40 minutes. What is 2.5 hours will become just 40 minutes. So, you know, the metro is something that was welcomed by everyone in the hospital. And it is not only the patients. The hospital also every day has 100 volunteers who serve in various departments, and they come from different parts of the city of Bangalore. Not only city of Bangalore, but from different areas of Karnataka, different districts of Karnataka. They serve freely in the hospital, the Satya Sai Seva Dal. Even for them, you know, to come to the hospital will become easy. You know, they'll have more time to spend in the hospital and serve than, you know, losing time on the roads. So metro definitely is something that the hospital also welcomed. But the hospital also at the same time was concerned about the felling of trees, because the hospital has close to 600 trees of more than 30 species, and it is a prized lung space in that highly congested and densely concretized Whitefield area. So in the hospital also, in the internal meetings that they had few days ago, they had also discussed about this. You know, many in the hospital were very concerned about trees being chopped down because of the metro construction happening right in front of the hospital. And so they were also thinking, can we do something? You know, the senior managers of the hospital, the alumni, Bhagwan's University, working as senior managers there, they had brainstormed, and, you know, they were thinking, can we do something? In fact, the employees of an adjacent IT company had come forward to plant fruit trees in the hospital premises, 108 fruit trees in the hospital premises, and the director had welcomed them. So the hospital was doing these green initiatives to increase the green cover of the hospital and in the Whitefield area, you know. But they didn't know what to do with this huge trees being felled. And that it is at this time, you know, even though they had also thought about transplanting the trees, but they knew it is not an easy thing to do. They didn't have any expertise, you know, because they didn't have any sort of prior much knowledge about these things. They had toyed with the idea, but they had not really done anything substantial to proceed. You know, they were thinking how to go about it. And it is at this point that, you know, the director, Dr. Sundaresh, receives this mail from Ram Kanala saying that, you know, can you please support, we want to transplant the trees. So he immediately responds, and that is how, you know, Praveen, who is the assistant director to the hospital, says that everything just fell in place so beautifully. And so a lovely team was formed of Ram Kanala, this Vijay Nishant tree doctor, and the boys working in the super speciality hospital, and the sisters there working as nurses, sisters of the Anandpur campus working as nurses, and there's so many other staff of the hospital joining now hands with the BMRCL engineers, the Bangalore Metro Rail Corporation engineers, and the EPIP area administrators. So all these people came together. There were a few green social workers. You know, everyone was very excited about this idea of transplanting these trees. And so this team of 20 or more people, they're all inspired with this, you know, unified vision that we have to, you know, protect this green cover. And the contractors of BMRCL, the Bangalore Metro Rail Corporation, they had a contractor called ITD Sum India. So ITD Sum India was building this metro line, and they had all the infrastructure. You know, they had these cranes and big machinery needed to make big trenches and, you know, dig these huge pits. So ITD Sum India also enthusiastically came forward to lend their machinery and the workers for this project. And that is how, with Bhagwan's grace, the work began in right earnest in December 2017. And out of the 115 trees that had to be felled, 6 trees could be left untouched because there was a slight tweak in the route of the metro route. So because of that, you know, some trees, 6 trees could be saved. So only 108 had to be moved. And this whole process of tree transplanting, you know, it's a very elaborate exercise because you have to mark the trees, you have to do a diligent digging, then you have to do root balling, you know, it's like collecting everything of the root. That's a very specialized thing, you know. Root balling is like you're lifting, collecting everything of the root. In fact, I've seen pictures of how they protect this entire roots. You know which root to cut and which one to leave, how much of the root to take, you know, which is a strong root, which is a healthy root, which is a crucial critical route. You should know about all these things and, you know, how much earth to take and, you know, and then, you know, they protect this earth around this tree. And sometimes, you know, they cover it with a sack or, and then they cover it with metallic chains. You know, it's like very protected. It's very, very specialized operation. Then you have to disinfect and then sometimes you have to prune the trees because, you know, taking the entire tree, ideally, nobody wants to prune the trees and the branches, but, you know, it might be difficult to transplant. So sometimes, you know, they prune some of the branches and the leaves. Then you have to get the train and the crane has to lift them and simultaneously, you know, the new pit should have been dug and there the soil has to be cultured, manured. And, you know, there are some supplements that you put there which will help the root to, you know, immediately formulate and, you know, and become alive. And, you know, you have to protect it with fungicides, medicines, you know, there are lots of things with soil culture and protection of the root, the soil, and replanting, watering, finally checking the post-operative complications that can come, you know, because if there is something that happens, the trees may not just survive, you know, because you are completely taking the tree, moving it from where it has survived for 30, 40 years. So there are a lot of issues there. And if in case there is any complication, you know, after the operation, you have to take some quick remedial action, you know, until, you know, the patient is stable. So that's what it is, you know, it's a very specialized activity and you in fact need specialized cranes also for this activity. In fact, I was seeing some videos in Australia, so where they have very, 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 very different cranes. These cranes are actually meant only for tree transplantations, made specially for this purpose. But in India, perhaps we don't have that kind of infrastructure. In fact, the situations and the soil condition in India also is different. Perhaps those equipments may not be suitable for Indian conditions because the soil is hard here and there are many other things. You have these wires going up here, so it's not that same environment. But at the same time, we don't have those kind of specialized equipment now. Perhaps, you know, even if they're there, it's not widely available. So because of that, you know, many times you have to prune the trees, you know, try to reduce the size and make it easy for the transplantation operation. And when the first tree was uprooted, you know, Vijay and this entire team, they did everything according to the rule book, but, you know, but they're very anxious because, you know, you did everything with the infrastructure constraints and now you know, with bated breath, they were seeing if, you know, their transplanted patient would come back to life after that huge surgery. And, you know, I remember talking to Praveen, the assistant to the director of the hospital, Dr. Sundaresh, you know, so Praveen started, you know, he narrated how it was when the first tree was transplanted.
I think we just prayed to Swami and we started the work. To transplant the first tree was extremely difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there were, all the labor were unskilled and even the machine operators, they were also unskilled. The cranes and the JCBs.
So these were provided by the contractor?
Contractor.
Okay.
And it's Bhagwan's blessing that once the first tree was transplanted, the remaining went like, Swami says, you take one step and it'll take 100.
Mm.
So we put effort for one tree and then Swami transplanted 108.
So rest happened pretty smoothly.
Very smoothly.
Mm-hmm. So that is Praveen from the hospital. So after all the trees were done, you know, a couple of weeks passed and they were inspecting, watering, manuring, all that went on. And then, so this happened in December and in January 2018, you know, on the eve of Pongal, the Sankranti festival, when we actually celebrate the coming of the harvest into the homes and, you know, it's a huge festival in India, the Sankranti festival. On the eve of that festival came this beautiful good news because they saw that these trees that were transplanted now had fresh shoots and leaves, you know. And it's not only the first tree, there's so many trees and they all were green smiling, you know. They were smiling, welcoming their new leaves and new shoots, you know. For Vijay, it was such a thrilling sight, you know. He says our enthusiasm just tripled when we looked at that sight. And Vijay, he said, you know, I don't know how this, you know, this is something which has opened my eyes, because he said, I attribute this success to not only the clinical precision with which, you know, we executed the project. That is, you know, that is just one part of it, but there is something much greater. There is some other force working in this hospital. He said, you know, the ambience in this hospital is simply extraordinary. Vijay was someone who didn't know anything about Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital. He didn't know that this hospital provides free tertiary care, zero cost cardiac and neurosurgeries are being done there for anyone without any distinction. He saw how the hospital is charged with selflessness and goodness. And he said, you know, to me, what we have achieved in this hospital is nothing short of a miracle. He says, in all my previous tree transplant endeavors, I had seen only 30-40% success, because earlier he had done, you know, transplanted 8 trees in various parts of Bangalore. But he said, you know, only 2 survived. But here, all the 108 trees sprung to life seamlessly, and in a matter of few months. Anywhere else it would take much longer, it would take 6 months or more. Here it just happened in 2-3 months. He says, it is the power of positivity that pervades in this hospital. You know, this is an experience. You have to believe it, you have to really go through it. Otherwise you're never going to, you know, believe it. His eyes were really shining with a new glow. I remember talking to him, you know. And, you know, there are reasons why he's so excited, because, you know, I was reading about this whole process of tree transplantation in India, and I came across another gentleman by name Ramchandra Appari. You know, he was someone who did his MBA in agriculture management, and, you know, then being very passionate about trees, started a business to do this tree transplantation work. And, you know, his company has translocated about 5,000 trees of 90 different species. And he says that the survival rate of all the species is not the same. Some trees, some soft wood trees, like, you know, like peepal, banyan trees, gulmohar, they have a 90% survival rate. But on the other hand, all the other trees like common tree, neem, tamarind, teak, you know, he says, all these hardwood trees, the survival rate is only 60-70%. So he says, you know, therefore what has happened in Bangalore Hospital, where it has 100% success, that is something really, really extraordinary. And, you know, it's not also cheap. I mean, Mr. Ramchandra says that, you know, the cost of translocating trees depends on the size of the tree, the number of trees, and the distance it has to be translocated to. If the number of trees is more, you know, then, you know, the charge sometimes decreases. You know, if they do more trees, that's how the business of that company operates. But sometimes it could be 6,000, 10,000 to, you know, 1 lakh, 1.5 lakhs just for one order. So that is how, you know, this whole business of tree transplantation in India is. So when you look at what has happened in the Bangalore Hospital in this context, you know, so it is really, as Praveen says, you know, it's purely Swami's grace. And for Praveen, the 108 number is absolute confirmation that, you know, Swami is there. For him, that each tree represents one name of the Lord. We have 108 names of the Lord, the Ashtotra Shatanamavali. So for him, you know, the 115 becoming 108 was a sign that, you know, Swami is there. That kind of, you know, for him, it was a sign of a divine sign. And in fact, the other very beautiful thing that happened is, you know, Swami gave beautiful rains. You know, after the first lot of trees were transplanted, you know, first they had to do, they did 40, in the first 1 month, they did about 80 trees. And then they had to wait for some specialized cranes, which the ITT Sum India, that company, brought in. And then they transplanted the rest 28 trees. But when this was done, beautiful rains arrived, and, you know, it was really Swami's grace. For them, it was Swami blessing the project. You know, you love nature and nature loves you. Nature supports you. Nature says, I am with you. That was the kind of feeling. And so many people worked hard, you know. There was Mr. Nagraj, the gardening supervisor of the hospital, who came even on Sundays, you know. for everyone in the hospital, a very proud moment. They each one wanted to do what they can to see that, you know, these trees survive. You know, the same passion with which they go after looking after patients, now there were green patients. These trees also meant so much for everyone. You know, they wanted to see that these trees survive. And that is how, you know, and this inspiration, this positivity, this one, it got really got rubbed off into everyone who was part of this project. You know, Ram Kanalao, the person who wanted to do this project, you know, he has also spent nearly 45,000 rupees procuring chemicals, sand, red earth, you know, bringing tankers for water to plant, you know, because the plants have to be watered regularly. So he spent long hours on weekends supervising the transplantation, and he used to even come during work days and compensated by working late into the evenings to catch up with his official duties. So Ram Kanalao was a completely changed man, very inspired man. He was already inspired, but now looking at the selfless nature of people working in Swami's hospital, you know, he was now supercharged. And, you know, I remember him saying that he has very, very cherished memories of this whole endeavor. He says, I recall one evening we did not have adequate water for the freshly transplanted trees. And along with Mr. Nagraj, you know, the hospital's landscaping supervisor, they went in search of a tanker. It was 9:30 in the night. And finally, they were able to locate one near the Vaidehi Hospital, you know, which is a few meters away from the super specialty hospital, Swami's Hospital. And they spotted this tanker and they explained the urgency of water needed for these trees to this tanker owner. And, you know, quite surprisingly, the tanker owner agreed to give that entire tank free of cost. So, you know, so this is the cascading nature, cascading compassion that they saw of, you know, any good work. Swami says, you do any good work, have a pure thought, and the whole nature will rearrange itself to be with you. And that is what happened, you know. And similarly, you had the 1996 batch of Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Learning. So these students of Bhagwan's University who were working in various parts of Bangalore, this 1996 batch came forward to make a contribution to ensure that everything that is needed for the survival of trees after their transplantation will be taken care of by them. So whatever water was needed, or whatever manure was needed, whatever fungicide was, water, fertilizer, anything that is needed, or you know, to employ 2-3 gardeners to look after, they provided the finances and they supervised. So it is the 1996 batch of Bhagwan students who as one body came together to ensure that this endeavor becomes a success. So it is all this positivity, you know, going into this whole process, this selflessness, this intense desire to work for a noble cause, and, you know, supporting all of them was the director of the hospital himself, Dr. Sundareshan, who is a true tree enthusiast, and he used to himself visit the site frequently, you know, and that used to be a moral boost for everyone involved in the activity. And soon it is not just the hospital, the old students or the BBMP officials, or, you know, all the metro rail engineers, you know, a lot of environmentalists, you know, green social workers from Bangalore, they all started coming to see this. You know, the word spread about this initiative. In fact, the newspapers also carried it. And now they all came forward and, you know, everyone wanted to make this a success. So it's that power of positivity. In fact, on May 26, 2018, the Sri Sathya Sai Institute of Higher Medical Sciences organized a special function christened as Green Century to celebrate the project's completion, as well as to felicitate every participant of this unique endeavor. So you had the noted Kannada filmmaker, actor and director Suresh Heblikar, who is also a very well-known environmentalist. You know, he was there to grace the occasion. Mr. Chakravarti, the trustee of the Sathya Sai Central Trust, was there. There were very beautiful presentations made on that occasion about love for nature. You know, there was this presentation about how trees respond to human emotions, and there's someone who had done this experiment of, you know, planting trees and, you know, communicating them with love, filling them with love every day, and having another set of trees, and you know, despising them, hating them, speaking to them harshly. And you know, over a few weeks, they saw that how the tree that was being loved grew progressively, and you know, flowers came so quickly. It was a tree that was active and alive and full of life. And there was this other tree which was hated, you know, it was just not growing, and eventually it died, because you know, not because it did not get water, it because it did not get love. So I think, you know, these are the messages that were being communicated during that beautiful presentation called Green Century that happened on May 26, 2018, on the completion of this 108 trees transplantation exercise. And this was witnessed by the staff and the children of the hospital staff, little children. You know, they were also very excited to see how nature responds to love. And Mr. Vijay, the tree doctor, you know, for him, he says, you know, professionally, yes, it was a great achievement for me, but you know, I don't know if I can replicate this anywhere else, because what I have seen here is something very, very different. He says, you know, I have now come with a formula for success. It's called STUTPT formula. ST is sensitivity towards our trees. You know, we have to feel for our green neighbors. UT is unity of energies. You know, when inspired people come together, then incredible things can happen. And he experienced that firsthand. And finally, PT, power of positivity. When you work with selfless minds and institutions, you know, you're definitely going to see success. You're going to experience great amount of satisfaction. Success and satisfaction is guaranteed when there is power of positivity. So he says, you know, to relocate 108 trees and just do it in 6 months, and each one surviving gloriously, you know, this is what the spirit of pure selflessness is all about. And he said, I feel humbled to be part of this noble work. And he says, another very beautiful takeaway for me was to actually connect with so many good people. People whose motto in life is to only serve without any expectation. He says, this has been my life's most heartwarming work till date. I remember talking to Praveen of the hospital and asking him about, you know, how the staff of the hospital felt about it, how Vijay felt about it. Let's listen to Praveen.
It gives a different feeling and enthusiasm to the staff also. Till now, we have been saving human lives.
Human lives. No.
Yeah. We got an opportunity to save tree lives.
Tree lives. Wow. Wonderful. So all are surviving now? All the plants all surviving? So what does the tree doctor has to say about this whole endeavor?
He says, more than all our efforts, it is a place, the divinity in the place. He was not a devotee.
Mm-hmm.
He just came in as an expert.
Okay.
And he says, the healing, we call it temple of healing, right?
Mm.
The healing aspect, it heals human beings and it heals plants,
also.
Trees.
Yes. So the love that permeates in the hospital pervades to not just the humans, pervades to its every being, even the walls. You never know into the walls and the trees and the stones. Because Swami himself has visited the hospital so many times in the initial years.
I mean, and it is his love.
Yes.
We have heard Swami tell many times about sacrifice, selfless sacrifice. The hospitals are embodiment of selfless sacrifice, because
yes,
day in and day out, several unknown patients, we don't even know them, never haven't met them.
Mm.
They come, they get treated, and they go back happy. And nothing is expected back from them.
Yes.
Swami only wishes that they become good human beings.
Yes.
And serve the society. The spirit of sacrifice that runs the hospital.
Yes.
I think it is the healing power of the hospital. And
yes.
Anything that comes in its ambit.
Yes. Cannot not be untouched by it. Absolutely.
So that is Praveen of the hospital working as his assistant to the director. So I remember Praveen also mentioning that, you know, exactly in front of the super specialty hospital stands the 17-storied Marriott Hotel. And this hotel is, you know, meant for the super rich. Apparently, habitually the guests from this hotel look out of their windows and they wonder when they see the beautiful lawns and this lovely impressive architecture of the hospital, and they ask, you know, what is this edifice? What is this magnificent building? It is so green. It is so serene. And you know what those people in the Marriott Hotel do not know is the people who enter Bangalore Super Speciality Hospital, who step into this institution, they may not have much money in their pockets, but once they step in, they indeed become richer in heart and health, in hope and grace, without even spending a penny, single penny. And no wonder, you know, that's why that hospital is always hailed as a temple of healing. Bhagwan's institutions are role models in those disciplines. The hospital is a role model for healthcare. Now it is also a role model for nature care, you know, because the hospital literally is green. And in fact, if you look at the most debated topics when it comes to environment and development in the current times is, you know, how do we do development if we do not want to lose our green cover? But here, this endeavor has shown that if you have a heart for nature, nature will show you a way. You have to have that green consciousness. And tree translocation is not a new process. You know, this is a practice apparently which used to be done even as far back as 2000 BC in Egypt. So there is always a way to safeguard nature as well as grow with development, go with development. You can go green as well as you can go development. Both are possible. It's just that you need that more environmental awareness. And in fact, thanks to the recent times, there is a lot of environmental consciousness about these things. And the most welcome aspect of this entire exercise, what happened in Bangalore Hospital, is inspired by this experience. Now the BBMP officials and the BMRCL officials, Metro Rail officials, they have now proactively started transplanting trees, which are on the, in the new metro lines, you know. That is the way, that is the way for sustainable development. That's what we are talking about these days. And perhaps the Go Green Conference, what will be held in Prashanthalam, will give much more ideas about these initiatives. 1 month from now, we are going to have that beautiful session in Cyclone Hall. In fact, another heartening news is, once this endeavor was over, BBC came forward to document this whole project of transplanting 108 trees, and perhaps, you know, sometime we are going to see this production by the BBC. So the hospital got a lot of visibility for a different reason now, for the trees. Not earlier it used to get a lot of visibility for the patients and the free care that being done to people, but now it was to the nature. But actually the hospital has been at it, you know, for so many years, because Dr. Sundaresh, the director, he is a tree enthusiast himself. In fact, the hospital has now a vegetable garden. In a period of 5 months since the plants took root, almost 1500 kilos of vegetables had been produced in the hospital. And the most beautiful thing is all these are grown organically, and all these go towards patient food. They go to make the food for the inpatient. They go to the dietary department of the hospital. So, in fact, 60% of the vegetable requirements of inpatients is taken care of in-house by this organically grown food in the hospital campus. And they have been doing this for 1.5 years now. The hospital has 52.25 acres total land, and they have given 0.25 acre to the metro station, you know. So another heartening news is the hospital is going to have that metro station right in the front, and it is going to be called Satya Sai Station, you know, Sri Satya Sai Station, which is welcome news for all the Sai devotees and the Sai community. So the hospital still has land, you know. Bhagwan, in his divine wisdom, has 52 acres for the hospital, and there is vacant space for future expansion, but now they are using all the space to grow trees. In fact, the employees of the hospital have started another nutrition garden in an area of less than an acre, and in 4.5 months, they have grown vegetables which comes to nearly 2,000 kilos, the yield of the vegetables has been 2,000 kilos. And now these vegetables are used also in the canteen, which prepares food for the staff as well as for the outpatients. So you have the inpatients and the outpatients and guests visiting the hospital having organic food grown in the hospital. And it is not just trees. You know, if you come to water, in 2012, you know, Bangalore had a grave water situation. So they had to, people had to buy water from tankers, and the hospital also went through a lot of difficulty. And so keeping in mind the well-being of the hospital's patients, so immediately the hospital started rainwater harvesting, and they created a 25 lakh liter lake, which collected all the rain that fell on the roof of the hospital. And this helped to recharge all the bore wells in that area. So since 2012, there has been no water shortage for the hospital and its residents and the patients. In fact, the hospital also went ahead to plug the leakages in the underground pipes. So what they did is they brought some of this pipes above the ground so that, you know, the moment there is any leakage, they can plug the seepages at the earliest. In fact, not only this, the hospital also is perhaps the first hospital in Bengaluru to have their own sewage treatment plant, and they did it 12 years ago. Now it is of course mandatory by the government, but the hospital had done it like 12 years ago. So that way they reuse the wastewater for flushing in the hospital and in the residential quarters. And this wastewater management has saved the hospital 50,000 liters of water every day. In fact, you had 2 years ago the general hospital, which shifted into the premises of the super specialty hospital. And so you have now more patients that the hospital is catering to. There is more number of doctors, more number of nurses, more employees, more patients. And logically, the hospital should be consuming more water. But actually, the consumption has reduced because they are reusing water, because they are saving water, because they are optimally utilizing water, because they are recycling water. You know, the hospital is trying to be as green as it can be, because lawns are very important. As I told you, lawns are the oxygen of the hospital. Trees are the oxygen of the hospital, and greenery is life. Green is life. Green is regenerating. The moment you have more oxygen, patients will recover quickly. And most of the patients who come to the hospital are, you know, cardiac patients, because cardiac is one major specialty there. And cardiac patients are always compromised on their breathing. So all these efforts to have good food for them, good water for them, ample oxygen for them, this is what is contributing, apart from, you know, the spiritual atmosphere, the selfless atmosphere, all this is what is contributing to patients' welfare in the hospital. And there is another very beautiful project that the hospital took up in 2017 that was inaugurated, and that is the setting up of the 100 kilowatt solar power plant. I don't know which other hospital has a completely dedicated solar power plant, but that was a major step of the Whitefield Super Speciality Hospital. In fact, that is what gave confidence to the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust to set up this 2.1 megawatt solar power stations in solar power units, you know, for various institutions in Prashant Nilayam. So that was, you know, inaugurated the Sri Sathya Sai Solar Mitra project on April 24th, 2018. We had that function in Sai Kulwant Hall. So that was a major achievement of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, but it all started in the Bangalore hospital. In fact, this is another very beautiful story, and I'm going to share with you this story in the next episode of this program on Outside Inside Deep Inside, the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust, Serene and Green. We'll talk about this solar power initiative of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust in the coming session, the next part of this program. In fact, in the next episode of Outside Inside Deep Inside, I'll actually be going back to the story of the Bangalore campus, in the Vrindavan campus, on the first week of every month. You know, this for the next 12 months, the first Thursday will be dedicated towards the Vrindavan campus. We are celebrating 50 years of the Vrindavan campus. So that's what will be on the first Thursday of every month in outside, inside, deep inside. But on the second Thursday, I'll come back in July. The second Thursday of July, I'll come back to the solar power initiative of the Sri Sathya Sai Central Trust. I was reading Bhagwan's discourses on this, and Swami says that mankind is not learning the great lessons nature is teaching. The foremost lesson is doing service with no expectation of return. And Swami says humanity derives innumerable benefits from nature, enjoys the amenities provided by nature in countless ways. But what is the gratitude that we are showing to nature? What gratitude are we offering to the divine? We are forgetting the divine, who is the provider of everything. And that is the reason why we are, you know, having a lot of difficulties and calamities. And Swami says, you have to, if you say you love God, you have to express this love for God through your love for nature. And if you look at nature, you know, neither the earth nor the sun, neither the ether nor the water, neither the cows nor the clouds, neither the trees nor the bees, none of them have ever gone on strike. It is only unconditional love all around, and this is what makes the universe go round. This is what is really profound, and this is something for us to contemplate on, you know, even as this Go Green conference is happening, and we are going to read more about it, we are going to listen more about it, but it's really important for us to establish this connection that I mentioned in the before about Vyasti, Samasti, Shristi and Parameshti. So let's pray to Bhagwan that, you know, this green consciousness not only helps us to have greenery outside, but also to have serenity inside, because ultimately once the outside is clean, then we will ensure that everything outside also is clean. Thank you so much, dear listeners. So we'll continue this discussion in the coming episodes of Outside, Inside, Deep Inside. If you have any queries or comments, as always, you can write to listener@radiosai.org. And if you have anything to share with me personally, you can write to Bishu, BISHU@radiosai.org. Thank you so much. Salam.